On the subject of the obligation to obey the Holy Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, let us start by reading some verses from the Quran. Allah the Exalted says, "Whatever the Messenger gives you, accept it, and whatever he forbids, abstain." Chapter 59, verse 7. Nor does he speak out of desire. Indeed, it is not except a revelation which is revealed. Chapter 53, verses 3-4. Say, Prophet Muhammad, if you love Allah, follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. Allah is the forgiving and merciful. Chapter 3, verse 31. In the Messenger of Allah, you have a fine example, for he who hopes for Allah on the last day and remembers Allah abundantly. Chapter 33, verse 21. We did not send a messenger except that he should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. If, when they had wronged themselves, they had come to you and asked Allah for forgiveness, and the messenger had asked for forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah the Turner, the Merciful. Chapter 4, verse 64. Believers, obey Allah and obey the messenger, and those in authority among you. Should you dispute about anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the Last Day, that is better and the best interpretation. Chapter 4, verse 59. Whosoever obeys the Messenger, indeed he has obeyed Allah. As for those who turn away, we have not sent you to be their protector. Chapter 4, verse 80. You, Prophet Muhammad, surely guide to a straight path. Chapter 42, verse 52. So let those who disobey his command beware, lest they are struck by sedition, or they are stricken with a painful punishment. Chapter 24, verse 63. Stay in your homes and do not display your finery as pagan women used to do in the olden days of ignorance. Establish your prayers, pay the obligatory charity, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Chapter 33, verse 33.